Welcome to Illuminated Lamb, where we discuss the themes of Christ and light as found in the scriptures. Before I begin, I do want to apologize if my voice sounds a little stuffed up. I am recovering from a head cold. Recently, I was doing a search on Google Trends. I was looking at different keywords that are being looked for nowadays. And one of the things I found when I searched for the word devotional was a rather interesting pattern for Monday through Friday searches, and I saw this as happening over the last few weeks, that the word devotional has its peak search time at around 3 a.m. every weekday, Monday through Friday. And I grabbed my attention and I was thinking about it and thought, you know, that kind of makes sense. When people are having a difficult time sleeping, they may be worrying about some conditions, some situation in their lives, they may be looking for a devotional, and it would make sense that 3 a.m. would be the time that people would be looking for it. In the middle of the night, our problems can seem a little bit more ominous than they would during the light of day. We can take a look at our problems, and at 3 a.m. there may be imaginary problems that we think are quite real. There are perhaps quite real problems that seem way more important, way more ominous than they really are in the light of day. And there may be some problems that are just as scarily real at 3 a.m. as they would be at 3 in the afternoon. What I would like to do in the course of this podcast episode is to give some spiritual advice, some spiritual counsel on how you may find a way of finding peace during those times at what I'll say is 3 a.m., the middle of the night. One thing I do want to point out is that what I'm asking of my listeners and my viewers is not to take this as anything other than spiritual counsel. There are people who are taking prescriptions. They are under doctor's care for things such as anxiety and depression. And what I'm giving here is not intended in any way, shape, or form as medical advice or medical counsel. For those of you who are watching or listening, please, if you are in that situation where you're being treated for some issue, such as anxiety or depression, please follow your physician's instructions. Please follow the prescriptions as prescribed for what you need to do. Also, for those who believe that they need to go to professional help for working through anxiety and depression, I urge that strongly. What I'm giving here is spiritual, not any other type of counsel at this time. In those times at the middle of the night when it's dark outside and perhaps our thoughts are rather dark with the worries and concerns we have in our lives, I know that it helps for us to remember a godly perspective so that the nature of our problems aren't going, or they shouldn't be, the things that are going to drive our thinking. That as we take a look at the things of God, it can help us to redirect our concerns and put them in a proper perspective. One psalm that I think would give us some really good means of realigning our thinking can be found in Psalm 73. Psalm 73 verses 2 through 15 in their original context, and I have to be fair with this as a teacher of the things of Christ, is that it is talking about the psalmist's perspective of seeing those who were around him who are not following the ways of God, who are being ungodly, who seem to be thriving in the midst of their ungodliness, and yet one who is looking to follow the things of God seems to be doing this in a rather futile manner. And what I want to do is indicate for our time today is that when we take a look at those verses 2 through 15, if we take a look at them as the basis of a troubled set of circumstances, I think these apply in principle, and I do have to be fair with the original context, but verses 2 through 15 as a godly person who is looking at the things around them, and it could very well be the troubles which we have. And then verse 16 is what's used to help realign our thinking. Psalm 73 verses 16 and 17 read, "But when I thought how to understand this, it seemed to me a wearisome task until I went into the sanctuary of God. Then I discerned their end. I think it helps us to understand that when we are having those times when we can't sleep, when we are so concerned and, dare I say, worried about very real life situations, could be any number of relationship issues, work, monetary, a whole bunch of things can keep us up at night. Then as we're doing this, we need to bring a godly perspective into this so that we're thinking about this properly and that we are allowing God's thinking about these things to guide our thinking. Taking a look at another psalm, I think that Psalm 139 gives us some additional perspective as to what the Lord God is doing at the time that we are going through these very difficult circumstances. One of the things I found about so much of biblical literature, you take a look at the Apostle Paul's letters, how so many other areas of Scripture are crafted, is that they are written to a collective. They're written to a congregation or to a church. However, I think there are times that we need to know that there's something that is addressed to us individually, that we're not just loved as part of a collective. We are loved individually as well. Psalm 139, I think, is a great way of pointing that out to us. It's been of great comfort to me at difficult times. I'd like to read to you Psalm 139, starting in verse 7. Where shall I go from your spirit? Or where shall I flee from your presence? If I ascend to heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you. This psalm is a great reminder to us that in the midst of our dark times, that as we may be sitting alone in a family room or a bedroom or wherever else in the middle of the night, and it's dark outside and it feels dark inside our thinking and our souls, that the Lord God is also there with us, that the darkness that we sense is not dark to him. He sees us and he is there with us. He knows our circumstances. He knows the ways in which we go. And I wanted to point out that I think Psalm 139 would be a great psalm to read in the midst of troubles that you're having, perhaps in the middle of the night and looking for peace. I have used Psalm 139 as one of those psalms that I'll read in the middle of the night when I can't sleep. There was one particular time in my life back in 2010, I had a pinched nerve in my back. And what happened as a result is that I was undergoing the worst pain, chronic pain, that I'd ever felt in my life. And please understand, it wasn't so much extreme pain all the time, but it was much higher than comfortable, and it wasn't going away. By the grace of God, with therapy and over several months, it did go away. However, there were any number of nights when I could not sleep through the night, and what I had done was to get up, go to our family room, and to read through John Owen's The Glory of Christ. Now, please understand, I wasn't reading this as something that was going to bore me and put me to sleep. I love reading old Puritan theology, and I found great comfort in John Owen's exposition on Christ's glory as found in Scripture. However, all of this done to know that this is a godly perspective in terms of dealing with real pain. And it's something that really helped me, and for what may be helping you, I would highly recommend Psalms, Psalm 121, Psalm 139. There may be some book you're working your way through, and again, in my case, it was Owen. For you, it's likely someone else. Make sure that you're able to realign and move your thinking toward a godly perspective on the real pain, the real lack of peace that you're feeling at that moment. So, with doing all this, will your problems go away? Not immediately, most likely. However, it will give you a godly perspective on how to handle these, and also giving you a sense of Christ in his light and his peace being with you during a very difficult time. I have two more passages I'd like to read for you that I think may help in terms of giving you a sense of God's peace and realigning your thoughts, your worried thoughts, into thoughts that allow you to know that God is there and that his light and his comfort is there for you in the midst of your darkness. The first one I'd like to read is Psalm 121, starting in verse 3. He will not let your foot be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. Keep in mind at these times that you can't sleep, your God is not sleeping either. You can call out to him. Ask him for his peace. Ask him for his guidance in your situation. There's also a verse that I like to read from the end of the Gospel of John, chapter 16. The verse reads, I, that's Christ, have said these things to you, that in me you may have peace. In the world you will have tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. I pray that in the midst of the struggles that you may be having, perhaps in the middle of the night, and those struggles don't necessarily have to happen in the middle of the night. It could very well be happening at 3 p.m. as well as 3 a.m. Yet, what the Lord Jesus gives us in that passage that I read from John chapter 16, verse 33, is a striking statement on the part of Christ. He knows he's about to be tortured, put on trial, and crucified within the next 24 hours. And yet he can console his apostles by telling them that in him, that's in Christ, they will have peace. And I pray that you will find that same peace that Christ offered to them and has offered to his people throughout the centuries, and that you will find this as well in your darkest time. What I'd like to do is something I typically don't do at the end of a podcast. I'd like to pray for us, those who are listening, those who are viewing. Let's pray. Our Father, I pray for those who are watching, for those who are listening, for those, whether it's 3 a.m, 3 p.m, I pray that you will move into their thoughts and to give them the peace that passes all understanding. And that while their problems may not go away immediately, in you they will find a peaceful resolution at some point in the future, near or far. And we ask this all in the holy name of Jesus Christ, our living Lord and Savior. Amen.